Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Samachay, and we finished the Siman Dalet and Siman Hey, which talk about the bracha of Shasalines. I want to clarify one or two points before we go on. The first point is the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down another bracha, or another hechatim to say this bracha, in regards to a Talmud to a Rebbe, the person who can make the bracha on Rabbi. But that only applies to Rabbi Muvik. It's brought down that Rabbi Chaim Belozhiner would say the bracha, the Vilna Gaon, when he was, his mother was pregnant with him. She was about to be run down by a wagon, and she pressed herself against the wall, and the wall made a cavity, and she was able to lean back and be saved. And Rabbi Chaim Belozhiner, when he passed that place, made a bracha, Baruch Shasa Nesla, the Rabbi b'makom hazeh. So a person would say such a bracha for his rabbi, but again, it's only Rabbi Muvik. Okay, now, there is a bracha that we actually say on the person. If the child makes a bracha on the place where his father's nes took place, Shulchan Aruch says a person can make a bracha when he sees his father. He hasn't seen his father for a period of time, and he sees his father, he says, Baruch Hashem, the Hashem made a nes for my father. So the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Yud Ches, he brings in the Ramah, so the Ramah brings a bracha. The Hu Adinim Roya Ha'adim Shanasa Lohanes, Mavorachalov, Kamashavorachalamokim, Shanasa Bohanes. So the Avadram brings this Allah, the Ramah brings it, and does not bring any Chalak on it. The Mishabur does not bring that there's a Chalak on it. So he does point out in Sharat Siyun that not everybody agrees with the Avadram. He only brings it in the following question. So the person sees his father, or sees his Rebbe, sees his grandfather, who nes has happened to them, and he would make a bracha, baruch shalsalucha nes, or shalsanes la'avi, without saying b'makom hazeh, because he didn't see it in the place where it happened. He's seeing the individual himself. So what about if it's not his father or his Rebbe, but it is a person that he's very much sameach to see? Would he make this bracha? So that the Sharon Sion brings it, arguably that it applied to other people as well, but we're not going to extend it to that because the Avadram's din is debatable, so we're not going to extend it. But it sounds like the Ikra din that the Sharon Sion would accept. However, it's interesting that Shulchan Aruch does not bring down that hechatim of saying the bracha, and neither does the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and neither does the Chayotim. They seem to be not accepting the Shita of the Avadram. Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. The Ramah brings it. We follow the minhag of the Ramah. We should be able to say it. So advisedly, a person should say the bracha without Shema Malchus, Baruch Shosel Chonais. When would that be said? That would be said if a person has not seen his father or the individual he's making the bracha upon in 30 days. So he would make a bracha on that individual. Baruch Shosel Chonais, Baruch Shosel Avi. When he sees his father, and that would be every 30 days to 30 days. If he sees his father and he sees the place, so the 30-day rule would apply from one to the other. So if he sees his father, then less than 30 days he passes the place where the nes took place, he does not make a bracha on the makom, because he already made a bracha on the father, and vice versa. If he saw the place, then he sees his father, and that's within 30 days, he would not make a bracha on his father, because he already made a bracha on the place. So this would be said in conjunction with the bracha of Shechiyana, which we spoke about, that we should be saying when we see somebody which we haven't seen for a period of time, which we don't do nowadays. But this bracha, or at least could be said with without Shema Malchus. And the Mishabur says the language would be Shasa Neis Lada Mazeh, or Baruch Shasa L'cha Neis. He's talking to the person. You say Asa L'cha Neis. So the Maaseh, we do not say... we do not say this bracha with Shema Malchus because it's not brought down. Now, in the final maskana, we'd like to clarify the chayotim. We went through the chayotim shita, what type of nes qualifies to make this bracha. I want to clarify the various different shitas about that. And what we do l'maisa, and Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos, he makes a very nice summary of these halachas. And the modern Poskim, and he brings six different scenario type levels of what occurred when you make what type of bracha. And we will do that in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.